All right, before we start the next sugya, we just had this Chiddush of Tosfos on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. The Tosfos told us that by Shnei Medukim Bishtar, you don't split the face value of the Shtar. The face value of the Shtar, let's say, is $200. And splitting that would mean the Leiva pays $100. So Taisa, it's not true. You don't split the face value of the shtar. You split the market value of the shtar. As you know, you can't sell a $200 shtar in the market for $200. Nobody pays the full face value. He's not going to make anything on it. So at best, you can sell a $200 shtar, let's say, for $180. So the achlaiku is on the $180. Now, what that means in practical terms is that the lechayra, the leiva, is going to gain. Because here you have a shtar. The shtar says that the leiva borrowed $200. Now the shnei medukim b'shtar. Leiva says, I paid. Malva says, you never paid. How much is the leiva going to have to pay the malva? If they're going to take the shtar, sell it, figure out its face value, it's $180. So the achloiku is each one gets 90. So what happens here exactly when each one gets 90? Where does the other 20 go? Well, what happens? You have a $200 shtar. It says the leiva owes the malva $200. It's yachloiku. So what's going to happen now? What do they do? What are you going to do with the shtar? Now, if the leiva will say, okay, I only have to pay you 90. So then the leiva is going to gain. If you're going to take this $200 shtar and go sell it on the market, what's going to happen? Let's say you'll sell it to a third person. What's going to happen? Huh? They'll sell for $180. They'll each take $90. Now how much is the leiva going to have to pay? They'll have to pay $200 to the person who bought it, which means he'll be out $110. He'll get $90 and pay $200. You understand how it depends what you do with the shtar with Tosfos. Tosfos says you split the face value. What does it mean? You split the market value. Well, if you're going to sell it in the market, the leiva is going to end up losing. The leiva is not going to want that. It's just a way of gauging the value. What are they actually going to do?
Throw it away.
They're going to throw it away and pay.
Throw it away because
they. And he pays him.
And
the leiva pays half the market value. Well, l'chayra. We discussed yesterday that we say good or yogurt. That when two people are holding something, you say good or yogurt. Nesiva says that they'll do the same good or yogurt here. There's a $200 shtar. The malva will tell the leiva, either I'll pay you so-and-so, or you pay me so-and-so. L'chayra, that's what you would have to do. The problem then is, if you're going to do that, the value is going to go back up to the $200. Because if you're talking about the malva and the leiva themselves, to the leiva, a $200 shtar is worth $200. Because if someone buys it, he's going to have to pay him $200. To the leiva himself, the $200 shtar is worth $200. He'll pay up to $100 for half of it. The malva also. To the malva also, a $200 shtar is worth $200. He lent money and he's going to have to wait for the payment, etc. He'll have to bother to collect. Well, that he did when he decided to lend. When he lent the money, he decided he was going to lend the money. But it would seem that in our case, if you're going to go to the market and sell it out on the open market, you'll only get $180 for it, $150 for it, whatever you'll get. But that's not what's going to happen here. The leiva is not going to want you to sell it on the open market. The leiva will say, I'll buy it. Because to him, he doesn't want it sold. And he has a right. Good or yogurt means the shutfim and the shtar, one of them will buy it. So Nesivus is bothered by this kasha that this shtar is just going to jump back up to worth $200. Because to the malva and leiva themselves, it's worth every penny. If I had a shtar that says I owe someone $200, and someone was selling it out in the market, to me that shtar is worth $199.99. Right? If I pay $199.99 for it, I gain a penny. Because I'm going to have to pay $200 on that shtar. So to the Leiva himself and to the Malva himself, it's worth the full amount. And Chatzi is worth the full half.
Why is it worth full amount for Malva?
The Malva also would pay $100 for it because he's going to collect $100 with it. It's going to be worth to him up to $99 because he's going to collect. Now, in the market, it's not worth it because most people, they want the money. They don't want the promise. But this Malva already lent the money. He decides that he's willing to lend this person money. With him, it's already a chayiv. Whatever Hamtana's man, there's a loss in, he was a kabbalah on himself when he left. To him, it's worth kamat, the whole $100. The half of it is worth the food. And the Stevis is bothered by this fact that in the business world, that's just the way it's going to work. It's not like a talis. A talis, they're going to sell, and they'll split the money. And if they want, they'll do good ayagut. So do good ayagut, it'll be the same exact price as it would be on the market. But it's not that way with a shtar. So the Nesivis is bothered by this. And therefore the Nesivis says that in a chinami, in most cases there's no difference between face value and market value. We're talking in a case where the leiva doesn't have the money. The leiva is a poor man. And let's say the shtar is for 200 zuz. The leiva doesn't have 200 zuz. The leiva only has 100 zuz. That's all he has. What's going to happen now? What's the market value of a $200 shtar with a leiva only has 100 zuz? The market value can't be more than 100 because the person who gets the shtar is not going to collect more than 100. So therefore, Zokta the Nesivis Pshat and Taisvis. Now listen to this, to the way he learns Taisvis. If you have a $200 shtar and all the leiva has is $100, so what happens? Tell me, what happens? How much does the Malva get? It's a $200 shtar they're both holding on to. The Leiva only owns $100. So how much should the Malva get? How much should the Malva get? No, that's not a hard question. What? He should get 200. What the shtar madukim shtar, right? He has a half a right to the shtar. They're both holding on to the shtar. The shtar says 200. So he has a right to half of it. So how much should he get? Huh? 100. 100. Everyone agree? Market value is 100. So he should only get. Oh, so the thing is, what the Nesivis says pshat and taisvis. Is that it's a $200 shtar, shnei medukim b'shtar, the leiva only has $100 to his name, so it's only worth $100 in the marketplace. The Nesivis says that the malva only gets $50. Because since the shtar is worth $100 in the marketplace, all the malva could collect is half the value of the shtar, which in this case is $50. It's not worth more than that, not to the malva, not to the leiva, half of the shtar. Because Lamaisi only has $100. So therefore, you only collect 50. And that's how we learn Pshat and Taisvis.
Wouldn't be a chayv remaining for the rest of it? Because the leiva doesn't have now?
That's what he seems to say. The chayv won't remain, because we don't judge that shnayim oizim b'chayv, the shnayim oizim b'shtar. So you split the shtar, you don't split the chayv. If you would split the chayv, I would say, okay, for the rest of his life, hello, the other 50. No, shnayim adukim b'shtar. They're only holding the shtar, not the chayv. And therefore you split the shtar. The shtar is only worth 100. Each one gets 50 and finished.
Did he sell his chaylik? He sells his chaylik.
Who, the malva?
The malva.
Because they're not going to get more than $50.
He won't get more than 50, but then the guy who buys it, he has the right to get more than 50 because he collects the whole 100 from the person.
In the future, you mean? What he's saying is that there's no market for that. No one buys shtaris of people who are broke.
Okay, well, if
the
guy would buy it, he would sell it.
Well, if he would, the question is there market value for it?
Well,
we go according to market value.
He has the ability to do it. So then, right now, if it wouldn't happen, if I would sell it, then the person who buys it has the right to get all 100. So there is, in this shot, there is a chayv that says a whole 100. So why can't I use that saying, I'm now holding that chayv also?
I agree with you. I wouldn't phrase it the way you're phrasing it. But to me, then the Nesivis is a tremendous chiddush. If I have a $200 star, and all you have is $100, and Shnayim Adukim, I would say, give me the 100. Because Be'etzem, the shtar is for 200. It's just you don't have the money, so it has a lower market value. But I would think the Be'etzem, the shtar is 200. And if you only have 100, so give me the 100, and the other 100 I'll be Michael, and we split. That's what I would think. If it's such a maisa would come in front of people without having looked at the sevis, I think most people would say that. It's a $200 shtar, Shnayim Adukim Bay. He only has $100. It's perfect. Let him give him the 100. The other 100 exists. The chayv exists. There's just no way to collect it. Let him be Michael. The shtar says 200. The sevis is mechadesh that it's not so. Because the sevis is learning that it's not Shtayim Adukim B'chayv. They're not two people holding a chayv. There are two people holding a shtar. And therefore, you split the value of the shtar in the marketplace. Nothing to do with the face value of the shtar, nothing to do with the chayv. It's a tremendous chiddush that he's learning at the Taisus, that they split the shtar, not the chayv, and finished, and you get the lower amount. The Siva says this lahalacha. So Mestam, we pass on like Taisus. And the shtar goes by face value. So when you talk about Shnayim Adukim B'shtar, the whole thing is totally in the face value of a shtar in the market. It's different than the way I would have learned. I would have learned the shtar represents the chayiv. It's Shnayim Adukim B'chayiv. He says, no, Shnayim Adukim B'shtar. Do you go by the shtar by its face value? So this is the Nesivus Chiddush. He's learning it into Taisus, Kavanas Taisus. And it would come out that if the loiv is rich, it's taka true. If the loiv is rich and it's a $200 chayiv, so even though in the market a $200 shtar you can't get more than 184, but to the malva loiva they'll do good or yal good and it'll end up being the full 100. It's only when the loiv is poor that there's enough kamina in this thing that Taisus says. Comes out of chiddush from the sevis. It will come out. I think when one's holding the typhus and one's holding the tariff, we also go according to market value of the shtar. So if this person happens not to have any lakuchis in this particular case, he didn't sell any karka, he didn't own any karka. So holding the tariff is not going to be worth more than holding the typhus. Because we go according to this shtar. So one person's holding the tariff, he's holding this money, he has more than the typhus. That's good if be'emis there were lekuchis that were sold. It would come out if there are no lekuchis that were sold. Say, yishkayach, what's the big deal? You're holding this man. It's not going to help you. That's the way it would come out. We go according to this shtar. That's the way we learned the Gemara Pashit. We would give an objective value to someone who's holding this man because generally it's worth more. No, nothing doing. It comes out, you go according to this shtar and its value. Just like a talis, you go according to this talis's value in the marketplace. Same thing, this shtar, you go according to its value in the marketplace. That's how the Nesivus is learning into Taisus.
Does that answer the question we asked earlier? What do we do with the shtar?
Yes, it answers the question. The answer to what we said earlier is an achinami. In a normal case, where the malva is rich, the life is rich, an achinami, you just split it and he'll pay him 100 because you do good or yagud. Good or yagud means it's worth $100. No one's going to pay $101 for it. For his half. And everyone is willing to pay 99.99 for it. So it'll turn out that there'll be $100 to him and $100 to him in a normal shtar. The Sivis is saying the only case Tosis Chiddush is going to be an afkamina is with a life that doesn't have money.
But is the shtar sold or is it really, or is it not really sold?
It's not really sold. You do good ayagud. You do good ayagud. But the good ayagud in such a case would be like the face value, the market value, because it goes according to how much money he has. When he only has the 100, the good ayagud will be the same thing.
Isn't good ayagud when the person buys the chepetz? So that means the shtar is being sold.
Yeah, not necessarily in the open market, sold between them. The whole thing that was bothering the sevis is between them has a different value than in the open market. When the levy doesn't have money, then there's not much of a difference. Okay, anyway, this is the complication which comes in at the end of the sugya of Shnayim Adukim B'shtar. Okay, let's see the next sugya. Madmiya Mitzila Chaveira. Amri Rabbi Bar Chama. This is a sugya you have in many Masechtas in the yeshiva Welt. Amri Rabbi Bar Chama, Zoy Se Meres, Hamadmiya Mitzila Chaveira, Kanel Chaveira. Zoy Se Meres means a rai from our Mishnah. That Hamadmiya Mitzila Chaveira, Kanel Chaveira, the Sakadaitach Loi Kanel Chaveira, Tasazuki Mishimunachas Agabi Karka, Zuki Mishimunachas Agabi Karka, Veloyik Meloze, Veloze. Now we're going to have to know what this means. Let's start from Aleph. What does a magbiya metzila chaveri kona chaveri mean? Now before we learn the sugi and get confused, first I just want to tell you what it means lamaisa. What it means lamaisa is that anything that if you want you could take for yourself, you could take for someone else also. If you have a right to take it for yourself, you have a right to take it for someone else. If you do not have a right to take it for yourself, if you don't, then you don't have a right. For example, let's say somebody owes money to Reuven and Shimon. A loiva owes money to Reuven and to Shimon. And the loiva is declaring bankruptcy. Right? He owes $1 million to Reuven, $1 million to Shimon. He's going bankrupt, he doesn't have money. So now Reuven and Shimon, what do they want to do? Each of them would love to grab the assets of the one going bankrupt. So Reuven, if Reuven's here, he'll grab whatever he could. If Shimon's here, he'll grab whatever he could. If a third person is here, who's not a loiva, and he's a good friend of Reuven, and he sees that the loiva is going bankrupt, is he allowed to grab something on behalf of Reuven? Can he grab something, magbiya metzia l'chaveh, right? Could he be magbiya a chayv l'chaveh, right? The answer is no. Because there, he couldn't be kind of for himself. See, he can't take it for the other person. We call that chav lachrini. Shimon is going to have a loss if he does it. So he can't take things for Reuven. Only where he could take it for himself, then he could take it for his chav. That's the rule of magbiya metzila chaveri kona chaveri, according to everybody. That if you could take it for yourself, you could take it for someone else. If you cannot take it for yourself, you cannot take it for someone else. That's the rule of Hangbiya Mitzila Chaveirai, a Kana Chaveirai.
If you were also a Malavi and you were owed money as well, can you take it for another
Malavi? Well, if I'm owed $100, I can only take up to $100. Now, if instead of taking it for myself, I want to take it for him.
One second, if I took it for Reuven, I'm still owed $100.
I mean, later I should be able to take another 100. You cannot take 200, but I'm not sure why your cheshbon won't work. Hopefully we'll see it. But this is the rule of Rabbi Yitzchak Chaveri. It goes hand in hand with the expression chav lachrini. Then if it's chav lachrini, if it's going to be a loss for someone else, you can't unless you had the option of taking it for yourself. If you had the option, take it for yourself, so you can take it for someone else. You're walking the street, and there's a mitzvah in the street that you have no use for, but you know your friend would have a use for it, you could pick it up for him. Since you could be kind of for yourself, you could pick it up for someone else as well. This is the rule of Hamabiyah Mitzvah L'Chaveri, or Kona Chaveri. Now, the question here is how we see this rule from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, we're going to learn that you can pick something up for someone else. Now, right away, there's a kasha. The kasha that all the Rishonim try to answer here is 1 minute. Our Mishnah is two people picking something up. Hamagbiya Mitzila Chaveri is one person picking something up for someone else who's not here. Where do you see from our Mishnah where two people pick it up that they're both kaina? How do you see that to the case of one person picking up for someone else? Where's the connection? Because the cases are different. There has to be some connection. So there are two mahalchim here, Rashi's mahalach and the Ritva's mahalach, which we're going to learn. I just wanted to tell you when you go through this, the bottom half of this amid, from the third wide line where it says Diyuka Darami Bar Chama till the bottom of the page, there's one long run-on sentence, so to speak, where it asks, where's Rabbi Bar Chama's Raya from our Mishnah? So really you have to see this Gemara. I'm gonna explain the Rashi and the Ritva to you, but afterwards when you chaza, you have to just see this piece of Gemara. This bottom half of the Yama we're not going to spend time on, because we have to discuss it right away to understand Rashi. But you go through the Gemara, the Gemara is a bunch of Havamim, is where the Diyuk is from the Mishnah. How does Rashi explain? Let's see Rashi here on the top. Zoyse Meris. Now, you better ask me a kasha on Rashi right away. Okay? We'll learn the words of Rashi. Zoyse Meris. Masnisin diktani. Shnayim shekbiyu mitziya kaduhu. V'yachloiku. The Mishnah said, two people kapiya mitziya, they kain it and they split. Ukeshemagbiya magbiya ladas sheikne ba chaver echetzia. Each person, when he picks it up ladas, that his chaver should get half. What's the Pella in this Rashi? It's not the case of the Mishnah. Rashi says when each one picked it up, he picked it up so that his chavra should aldas his chavra. What do you mean aldas his chavra? Each one said kula shali. Each one said kula shali. He said kula shali. He said kula shali. So what's Rashi talking about? The words of Rashi are not true. That's not the case of the Mishnah. I didn't pick it up on Das Chavei, right? That's not what happened.
But he knows that he can't do it alone.
He's saying he picked it up first. He doesn't want his Chavei to be Kaina. If I don't have Das, he's not Kaina, good for him. I don't want him to be Kaina.
No, but what kind of myself? He can't be Kaina. He's not holding on to the whole thing.
Well, for me to be Kaina, I need him to have Das. I don't need to have Das. I don't have to have Das for him. I'd rather not have das for him or let him have das for me.
It does go both ways,
but neither of them wants the other one to be kainah. And not only that, we said the Mishnah is like a vadei ramai. It could be each one thinks he picked it up first. But there's no reason to say in our Mishnah he had das for his chaver. So Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha on Rashi. He says that this Rashi only makes sense after the maskana on the bottom of the Yamid. The maskana of the Gemara is that Rami Bar Chama's diuk was from the words at the end of the Mishnah, "Bizman sheshnehem maidim chelkim b'loy shvuah." The end of the Mishnah says, "Bizman sheshnehem maidim chelkim b'loy shvuah." So Rami Bar Chama's raya will have to be from that last line of the Mishnah, "Bizman sheshnehem maidim." Which means that both Maidin they picked it up together. So then Chalka B'lai Shvua, so then the Rashi makes sense. And the Rashi is very good. Shnei Maidin means the Maidin we picked up at the same time.
I didn't have a mind to pick it up for you. So my
kinyan
of the whole thing
and
your
kinyan
of the whole thing.
No, but if you and I were two friends walking in the street and they see him as Tzia and they pick it up together, they have a mind they should be by 50-50. What should Shnei Maidin mean? In that case, you wouldn't be kinder. No, it is a raya. If anything, it's more of a raya. I'm telling you that if they have a mind for each other, they're kinder. You're telling me even more that if they don't have a mind for each other, they're also kinder. So you have to prove it to me.
No.
The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, there's a case where they pick it up together and they're both kinder. That's the Mishnah says. So I'm telling you, if they have a mind for each other, they're kinder. You have to agree with me. You know, you might say even more. If they don't have a mind for each other, they're also kind of. Okay, we'll try to figure it out. But certainly if they have a mind for each other, that's the cholapach is the case of the Mishnah.
But if each one has one for his friend?
Yeah, but we should buy it. We should get it together.
I'm thinking for myself, I'm thinking for somebody else. Not thinking for someone else for myself. It's more of a chiddush I'm thinking for I get myself, then certainly I get it for somebody else. So I think of somebody else. What's the right?
In the Mishnah's case, two people went, and then later that we picked it up, Bishutfis. We picked it up Bishutfis. So it could be they picked up Bishutfis and they were angry at each other. It could be they picked up Bishutfis willingly. But certainly, at least, that they're kind of that's
how they are. Nowhere do we see that my Kenyan worked for you and your Kenyan worked for me. It was just we both made two. I made a Kenyan and you made a Kenyan. Nowhere do we see that if I make a Kenyan.
And it works. Why does it work?
Nobody would know that I can make a Kenyan for him or I can make a Kenyan for somebody else. And nowhere do you see that my Kenyan can work for somebody else.
So how are you kind of?
How are you kind of? My Kenyan work for you. So maybe I would both end up with him, but it's not that my Kenyan I can work for somebody else.
All right, so there's some problems with Rashi. We'll go to Ritva. Ritva is not going to be that much better. Except that the Ritva is masking that he has problems. There's another problem with Rashi. The main problem with Rashi is not what you're asking. The main problem with Rashi is that till the Gemara comes to the Maskana, it has Havaminis from the Reisha. How do you have Havaminis from the Reisha? The Reisha certainly didn't have Das from each other. So the Ritva, because of this problem, and the Peshaw brings the Ritva as well, the Ritva says that it's not an absolute raya from the Mishnah. It's only a mashmois. That in our Mishnah, when two people pick something up, we could clear. When two people are picking something up together, is each one picking it up? When two people do a maisa together, is each one doing the whole maisa? Or is nobody doing the maisa? The whole maisa. You could clare every time two people do something. How do you look at it? If two people do something simultaneously, is a person doing the whole maisa, is a person not doing the whole maisa? The fact that in our Mishnah there's a din of Yachloiku, and that din of Yachloiku is based on the fact that the Chaluk is Yechayel Yesenis. It could be they picked it up together, without Das for each other, but they picked it up together. We see from our Mishnah that when two people pick it up, each person is considered to have picked up the whole thing. Now, when two people pick up something together, we're miyachis the entire hagbah to each one, which is a din of shnayim shaso. Now, that din doesn't prove magbiya mitzia lechavera kona chavera. It doesn't prove it. The Ritva says, however, in svara, it goes together. If when I pick something up with you, you and I are picking it up, the whole thing is considered that I picked up the whole thing and you picked up the whole thing. How's it considered I picked up the whole thing? If not for the fact that when two people pick something up, one person's maisa could have a yachas to the other person. Then you could tell me it's no raya. The Ritva says beferish, you can tell me it's no raya. Maybe two people is different than one person. Because when two people pick, at least the other person is also picking up. But the Ritva says in Svara, if you and I pick something up together, I picked it up also, and it's considered that you picked up the whole thing, how is that? If I also picked it up, how is it considered you picked up the whole thing? And Fakert, if you picked it up, how is it considered I picked up the whole thing? Must be that one person's maisa hagbah could be misyachas to someone else. Because if when two people pick something up simultaneously, each one gets a shem of a magbiah of the whole thing, it must be that one person's hagbah, maisa hagbah, could have a yachas to somebody else. Now in our Mishnah, why does it have a yachas to someone else? Not because I had das for him, but because bepoil he did it. And we tried to learn from there to a case where I pick up for someone else, and he didn't do a papayal, I want my das to replace the papayal. So the cases are different, but the dimyan is a dimyan in this one nekuda, that my picking something up could be misyachis, could be credited to someone else. How do I see my picking it up could be credited to someone else? From the fact that in our Mishnah, when two people pick something up simultaneously, each one is considered a magbiya. Each one is considered without das for each other. Not like Rashi. Without das. When you and I pick something up together, we said it's chaluk yechayli yasemes. When we pick it up together, you're doing a hagbah, kinyan hagbah, and I'm doing it. How am I doing a kinyan hagbah? You're also doing it. Must be that one person's kinyan hagbah could have a yachas to the other person. Now, in our Mishnah has a yachas because they did it together. That doesn't prove that because I have das for someone else, it could work. But the Ritva says svarahu. It's a svara that if when I don't have das for you, we do it together, my maisa could have a yachas to you. Then it's a svara that when I do it with das for you, my maisa could still have a yachas to you. All we want to prove is this one nekuda, that one person's maisa could have a yachas or a connection to another person. That's all we're proving from the Mishnah. Baloshin, we're proving from our Mishnah, shnayim shasu, if two people do something simultaneously, it's considered that each person did it. That you see from the Mishnah. How do you see it? Because the Mishnah says Yachloiku, because Chalukah Yachayli Yasemis, because it could be they picked it up together and each one's kaya. If they picked it up together, no one did a Hagbah. Teretz is, if they pick it up together, each one did a Hagbah. You see, for our Mishnah, two people pick something up together, each one did a Hagbah. That's what you see.
You don't want to help me.
What?
I don't want to help you, you don't want to help me, so why should my...
So isn't that amazing? In a case where I don't want to do it for you, and you don't want to do it for me, still, if we pick it up together, each of us is doing a Hagbah. Without us. But because the Poyel, we're both doing it, it's Mesiachis to both of us. So if that Chiddush is clear from the Mishnah, which is a Chiddush, Hashem Shasu, it's considered each one did the whole thing. So now, in a case where I want to do it for you, but you're not helping me with Poyel, the dimion is that there too, there's a power that my Maisa Hagbah can be Miyachas to someone else. The Deichik in the Ritva is that it's not an exact dimion. Which the Ritva himself says, he says, Svarahu, it's just a Svara, that should be similar. So each Pshat has a problem. Rashi has a problem. Rashi has a problem, like you were asking. I think the Rajba asks, "Ken, what people were asking here?" The mehechi teisi shnei amayde means they had das for each other. Rav is going to argue? Why doesn't he zetzai that they don't have das for each other? The Rajba asks this kasha on Rashi. Ritva has, by his own admission, a chasarin. I don't have really a third pshat. So it comes out that the zaysay meris of this gemara, the raya. You have to be matrik either like Rashi or the Ritva. Now it doesn't make the din into a daichik, it makes the raya into a bit of a daichik. The din itself is still a solid din. Reb Shimon here takes this Ritva. Shimon is a simon ches, by his gimel. It's a very geshmaka piece in the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon declares, Ethan Clawley, as he always does, when two people do a Maisa together, should we consider it that each one did the Maisa, or that neither did the whole Maisa? I'll give you an example. Let's say two people do Malacha on Shabbos together, one Maisa. They're carrying furniture, and they carry it out of a house on Shabbos into the street. Shnaim Shasu. So there, we could clear exactly the same shayla. Do we look at it that each one did the entire ma'is, did a ma'is of carrying? Or should we look at it that neither did a ma'is, each one did half a ma'is? So l'chaira, if we look into Hilcha Shabbos, we should be able to be medamit to our sugya. In Hilcha Shabbos, there's a sugya of Shnayim Shasu. So we should take the sugya of Shnayim Shasu and Hilcha Shabbos, and let's see if we can be medamit. Why does it say Masechta Shabbos? The sugya is in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Gimel. Shnayim Shasu, two people do something together. Rameyah says that they're both chayiv. They're both chayiv. Each one separately did a mechil Shabbos. If they did it b'shaygeg, each one brings a chatos. They did it b'meze basra, each one gets misa. That's Rameyah's shita. Reb Shimon holds that Shneim Peturim. They're both Patur. Reb Yehuda says it depends. Reb Yehuda says it depends. If Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, if they're carrying something that each one could carry by himself, say they're carrying a baseball bat together, Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, they're Peturim. If it's Zaina Yachol, the Zaina Yachol, if they couldn't, there's a piece of furniture, they couldn't carry it together, Chayav. There's a machlaikis. Zakh the Gemara, what's the machlaikis taliyin? So the Gemara brings a pasik. Vim nefesh achas sechta bishkaga. Vim nefesh achas sechta bishkaga, you bring a carbon chatas. Reb Shimon says that pasuk is memayin shnayim shasu. It's a miyut for shnayim shasu. Reb Yehuda holds it's a miyut, but it's only a miyut for a case of zeh yachol v'zeh yachol. Rameya doesn't darshan this pasuk at all. He darshans it for something else. Ad Kan, this is the Gemara. Now, you have to realize, when you have Gezeres HaKosel, if you want to figure out what the Svarach Yitzayna is, you take the Mandi Omar who doesn't darshan. Rameya says there's no Gezeres HaKosel here. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda say we have Gezeres HaKosel here. Without the Gezeres HaKosel, they'd be made to Rameya. Right? If it was not for this pasuk, Nefes Achas Sefta Bishgaga, everyone would agree with Rameya. Because the Gemara Klar says that they're arguing in the Gzeres HaKasav, and Rameya Loi Darish. That means, in plain Svara, what is the Gemara in Shabbos telling us? If there were no Gzeres HaKasav, you just had to be Dan Al Pisvara. Shnayim Sasal, Chayavim. As I kuptais, that's what it says in the Gemara. Rameya says, Shnayim Sasal, Chayavim. No Gzeres HaKasav. And even Rav Shimon only argues because he has Gzeres HaKasav. That means that in Masechta Shabbos it says Shnayim Shasol Chayavim, which means that if you take it at face value, the Maisa is Mesiachis to every single one. When two people do a Maisa together, the Maisa is Mesiachis Kilu, each one did the Maisa. So the Chayre from Masechta Shabbos, we have this Klarkite that it's ki'ilu, each one did the mais. That's Amaskana based on Masechta Shabbos, that's Tzadikim. Next, Rav Shimon goes to another sugya. Shimon goes to Yeredeya, Hilchas Shechita, Siman Beis, the beginning of Hilchas Shechita. There's a case there where a yid and a guy held on to a knife together and shechted a behemoth. Yisrael and a Nachri, each one is holding on to the knife, each one equally, and they shecht the behemoth. So the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says that shechitas am psula. The shechita is pasul. Now, you have to realize, does a guy shechita pasul a behemoth? Is a guy shechita pasul? A goy shechita is just not machshir, right? There's nothing that a goy shechita does something bad to a behemoth. Just a goy shechita is not a shechita. Right? It's not that a goy doing it. Huh?
Makes it
a goy shechita makes it nevela because it's lacking shechita. Because it has no shechita. But it's not that a goy is doing it. A goy is doing it is possible because he's not a yid. There's no gzeres hakasuv goyim ken shecht. Gzeres HaKosav is, whoever's mitzvah in Nevela has a mitzvah shechita.
Can't fix the ones that did it.
So, I can't fix it, there's no way to fix it. If a guy and a yid shecht simultaneously, Zakrim Shimon, if you say that each one did the whole maisa, what should be the din? A yid and a guy shecht the behemoth at the same time. Now, we're going to go with the same thing as Hilchas Shabbos. We'll say the yid did the maisa shechita, and the guy did the maisa shechita. It should be kosher. Because as long as a yid did a ma'aseh shechita, it's kosher. If a guy also did a ma'aseh shechita, there's no psul of a guy. It's not that a guy passels a shechita. A guy just can't be machshir. So the fact that when you say a guy and a yid are shechting at the same time, let's see. Let's go back to our question. Do we say each one did the whole shechita? Or do we say no, it's one shechita from both? Zakrib Shimon, if each one did the whole shechita, then this behemoth should be kosher. Because it turns out a yid did the whole shechita. And if a yid did the whole shechita, who cares if a guy did it also at the same time? If a yid did the whole shechita, it's a kosher shechita. Zakrib Shimon, from this case in Yeredeya, it's mashma the other way around. It's mashma that when two people do something at the same time, it's not Mesiachis to each one. It's considered one Maisa from the two of them. And since it's a Maisa from the two of them, the Yid didn't do a complete Shechita. He only did a half a Shechita. And that's why the Behemoth is Pasul. So this case in Yeredeya and the case in Shabbos seem to be opposites. The case in Shabbos tells us Shnayim Shasol Chayavim. That if two people do something to simultaneously, each one's considered to have done the whole ma'aseh. The case in Yeredeya says if two people do something simultaneously, each one did half the ma'isa. It's not each one did the whole ma'isa. So how do we find a middle ground between the two cases? Those you have to say now, it depends. You have to find an answer to this thing. Hilchis Shabbos, it seems each one did the whole ma'isa. And in Hilchis Shechita, it seems that each one did half of it. So Reb Shimon says, I think it's a very nice derech, a mahalach to resolve the problem. He says the following. He says, some dinim in the Torah are dinim in a maisa. Certain things in the Torah are maisim, pu'ulais, that the Torah says either do or don't do. Like blow shayfer. Blow shayfer, the Torah said blow shayfer. It's a pu'ula that the Torah requires. Shake lulav. It's a pu'ula that the Torah requires. It's an act. There are some things in the Torah where the Torah is not talking about the ma'aseh at all. There are some things in the Torah where the Torah is talking about the tachlis. Let's say mezuzah. The mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah? No. The mitzvah is that there should be a mezuzah on your door. It's the tachlis that you want. You can only put up a mezuzah. You can only have a mezuzah if you put up a mezuzah. Well, say for Torah. Torah wants kiss for the chemis at Torah as ice. Torah says write it. Torah means write it. The Torah means the tachlis of having it. Or puravu. The Torah means have children. Or the Torah means there should be children, the tachlis. There are mitzvahs, or some averis, where the mitzvah of the avera is not the pu'ula, but it's the tachlis. Right? Let's say someone has children. Mekai Puravu has a son and a daughter. Lo yaleinu, his daughter dies. So the halach is, he again has to have a daughter. His vaita wasn't Mekai Puravu. Why? He had a daughter. Because the mitzvah Puravu is the tachlis ha-pu'ula. It's to have a son and a daughter. If somebody has a son and a daughter and Lo yaleinu, one of them dies, so he's mechuyev vaita to have children. Because some mitzvahs are totally in the taitzah, in the tachlis, and some things are totally in the maisa. Now this is an understanding that we have in many places, that some parts of the Torah are totally in the maisa, and some in the tachlis. So Reb Shimon, we could be magdir, that when something is totally in the tachlis, in the taitzah, then the taitzah could be credited to each one. Hilchis Shabbos, Reb Shimon Nemzon, the avera is the taitzah, the fact that something was carried out on Shabbos. The shvisas ha'olam was disturbed because the malacha happened on Shabbos. It's not the ma'aseh. It's the taitzah's ha'ma'aseh. In a case where it's not the ma'aseh, it's the taitzah's ha'ma'aseh, which is the avera, the tachlis. So Reb Shimon, in such a case, shnayim shasu, we credit or debit, whatever, if it's a mitzvah and avera, we give the entire credit or the entire avera to each person. Each person. I would add, let's say two people own a house b'shutfis. It's a mezuzah on the door. Who's mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah? Each one. Each one has a complete mitzvah mezuzah. Even though only one knocked in the nail, but each one has the mitzvah of mezuzah. Or a man and his wife have children. Who has the mitzvah for a revu? Each one has half a mitzvah. No, each one has the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is the taitzah. So each one has the complete mitzvah puravu. Each one has the complete mitzvah mezuzah. Wherever the tachlis is the mitzvah, the tachlis is mesiachis to anybody who has a yad in the taitzah. Shechita, however, is the mitzvah, the chiyuv of shechita. The chiyuv of shechita is the ma'isa shechita. Any time where we're looking at who did the ma'isa. There was only one ma'isa. There was one ma'isa done by two people. And hayos, there was only one ma'isa done by two people. Each one is only credited with half the ma'isa. You don't need a behemoth. You need it by shechita. What you need is that there should be a ma'isa shechita. Afterwards, once the Meister Shechita is done, the Meister Shechita is done. That's it. The Shechita is certainly a Meister. You see, you can declare on Rav Shimon's Shabbos half. On his Shechita half, it's mistaver that anything you do, which is finished, is finished. It's done. And that's the Meister. Mezuzah, which you can undo, it's the Tachlis. That half is more mistaver. The Shabbos half you could clear. The Shabbos half also, once you did Malacha, you can't undo it. So you have to understand that the Aveira is disturbing Shvisas Ha'olam. You have to have such a Havana in the Malacha, which is Grada Machlokes Rishayim. But Rav Shimon is using this to explain the two Mahal.
Shabbos is not a Aveira.
As what? Is that true? The Shabbos half of Reb Shimon. Huh? The Shabbos half. You ever hear such a clear? If Shabbos, the Aveira is the Maisa or the Tachlis? What's the Aveira in Shabbos? The Maisa you're doing? Or the Tetzah of what you're doing? Or the fact that Shabbos is gestert?
Even by a mitzvah, there's a Maisa mitzvah, but the Maisa mitzvah doesn't do anything if the Tachlis isn't accomplished. A person doesn't make a bracha if a machine, if a monkey nails in a mezuzah. Because he has to do the Maisa. He only makes, the bracha is on the Maisa mitzvah. Just he's not makayim anything if the tachlis isn't there. The ma'aseh mitzvah is not nothing.
You may be right, but it won't change anything. So the hagdara is in what the obviously by mezuzah, it's not the ma'aseh mitzvah. If I buy a house and the previous owner knocked in a mezuzah, I don't have to take off the mezuzah and put it back. I don't have to do a ma'aseh of knocking. It becomes my mitzvah automatically. I don't have to put it up. If I take a piece of cloth, put it on the wall, and I write the mezuzah while it's on the mezuzah, most of the time, there's not tassav lemon asim. I have to put it there because it has to get there. You know, if you put on tefillin, if you hold Lila Lav's Mount Tefillin, you put on tefillin by night, it comes day, you don't have to take it off and put it on again. Because the mitzvah of tefillin is not putting on tefillin. It's wearing tefillin. It's having tefillin on your hand. It's not the mice of putting it on. Mice of putting it on.
So the bracha is a little misleading.
Well, we make both brachas, actually. At least us Ashkenazim make two brachas on the tefillin.
By mezuzah, it says that we were commanded l'kvoa mezuzah. We weren't commanded to set in mezuzah. We were commanded to have mezuzah on our doorpost.
The rush is the kasha. The rush is, why do we make l'kvoa mezuzah? We should make amitzus mezuzah because you don't have to do it. Rashi has this kasha himself. Kasha's a good kasha. But it doesn't change the halacha. The halacha is, if you put up a mezuzah before, let's say you rent. Now most people here, you get married, you rent an apartment. You're not mechuyev mezuzah until the 31st day. If you put it on earlier, on the 31st day, you don't have to take it off and put it back. Even when you put it on, you're a potter. Because the mitzvah is not l'kvaya. The mitzvah is that there should be a mezuzah there. The so-called yeshiva shereid on this klar of Hilchos Shabbos belongs above a kama in the sugya of Ishay Mishum Chitzai. There's a famous Muki Yosef kasha there. Muki Yosef asks that if you hold Ishay Mishum Chitzai, which means that when you light a fire, the entire burning is considered your maisa. The entire time it burns is considered the person who lit it. It's his maisa. So, Frekna Muki Yosef, how can you light candles Erev Shabbos? The candles are going to burn during Shabbos, and when they're burning during Shabbos, you did a malacha, Isha Mishum Chitzai, means in Lomdis. Every minute it's burning, it's Kilu, you're lighting it. So, Frekna Muki Yosef, how can you light candles Erev Shabbos, or light a fire on your stove Erev Shabbos? Isha Mishum Chitzai, I'm being Michal Shabbos. That's the Muki Yosef's kasha. You heard the kasha, no? Huh? So the Ran jumps on the book of Yaisi and says, what are you talking about? Shabbos, the Isser is a Maisa Malacha. There was no Maisa Malacha. Who cares if in Lomdis it's like you did it? There is no Maisa Malacha if you lit it Erev Shabbos. So who cares if in Lomdis it's like you're burning it? So there, the Stipler had a piece, Reb Shimon also had a piece there, and they said that they're arguing and declare, is Shabbos an Isser, the Maisa Malacha is the Isser? In which case, the Mukiyasif Kasha doesn't start. Or, no, the Mukiyasif learned that Shabbos to Isser is the Tachlis, that Shabbos is being disturbed. Shabbos is being disturbed. And since Isha Mishum Chitzai means in Lomdis, I'm disturbing Shabbos, the pool is happening, it's considered a Maisa Shabbos. So then that Mukiyasif had his Kasha. So, this Reb Shimon is totally in Yenna Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon here is naming on that this teretz, that Shabbos, the Aver is the Tachlis, and Mimele is answering the Stira, which fits well with the Shita Sanamukhi Yosef there, Takatoli and Vachlaik Sushaini. But again, what? So we're going to have to, well, all right, so hold on, we'll have to see. This mahalach of Reb Shimon is a mahalach at Shnayim Shasu. Now, how does that plug back into Kinyanim? How does that plug into Kinyanim? Let's assume Reb Shimon's Yisayid is true. Any maisa that you do, Shnayim Shasu, it's like you did half the maisa. Anything with a tachlis, then the tachlis is v'siachas totally to each person. Now the question is, coming back now to Kinyanim, what should be by Kinyanim? What should be by Kinyanim? By Kinyanim, it's certainly the Maisekin. Hagbah, at least, Mashiach could be different. Hagbah, it's the Maisekin. It's the Maisa, assuming it's the Maisa that you do. So over here, what should be? Over here, when two people do it, it should be that each person did only half of it. Each person only did half. That's the way it should come out according to this. Which, Reb Shimon says, fits well with Rava, who says the only reason it works here is because Amigo de Zachin Nafshi Zachin Amel Chavra. Be'etzem, it wouldn't work. But it could only work because Amigo de Zachin Nafshi. It does not fit with Rami Bar Chama. Who Rabbi Bar Chama is saying that the whole ma'aseh is m'siachas to each person. Or to put it differently, Rabbi Bar Chama is saying, Zaysay Meris. Now, go back. We're talking now like the Ritva. Rabbi Bar Chama is Zaysay Meris. What's he learning from the Mishnah? Shnayim Shaso. It's considered each person did the whole ma'aseh. So, Reb Shimon, that pshat, the Ritva's pshat, according to this Shtikal Torah, would not make sense if you hold, L'chaira, Kenyan is a Maisa Kenyan. It's totally in the Maisa. And Hayos is totally in the Maisa. L'chaira over here, it should not be Messiachis to each one. Why here is it Messiachis? Rava comes along, he says, you know why? Because Amiga de Zachim and Avshay, Zachim and Amalachavra. Why do Rava have to come on to Mikud Zach Lenavshe? Why doesn't he say the Maisa is Messiachas to each one? Reb Shimon is explaining that the reason the Rava has to come on to Mikud Zach Lenavshe is because with this Cheshbin, it normally wouldn't be Messiachas to each person. What Ritva says that this is a Sugi of Shtayim Shaso, it would not be Messiachas to each person. And therefore, Taka Rava has to come along and say that it only works because the Migud Zachel and Nafshi Zachel Chavrei, but otherwise it would not be Messiachas to each one. This is Reb Shimon's Cheshbin here in the Gemara. We still have to work it out a little bit to see how it fits into Ritva and Rashi. The new stiplers, there's a Kilos Yaakov HaChadoshim on Bava Metzia. So I remember seeing in the summer, he has a piece on this, on Shnayim Shaso. However, well, again, wasn't in the shelf. Believe that, I hope I remember to bring mine in tomorrow. It's a very nice piece. And Grade, he fears Eis more than Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, at the end of Eis Gimel, is mefakfek on his Halshtikal Torah. The Stipla Kedarka comes out with a more klara maskana. Yitz Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow.